Welcome back, guys. Another episode of At the Pump. This is Brian here with Pat.
What's going on, guys? It's been a while. You know, we've been we've taken 2 weeks off and kind of been lacking on the videos, but nonetheless, we're back. We're excited to have a little bit more fun. And what have you been up to, Brian?
Yeah, we've had a little time, I'd say, out of the studio, if you want to call it.
By studio, he means our guest room in my
spare bedroom. It's yeah, okay. Studio for now.
Yeah,
dude. Honestly, in Arizona, it's still hot as ever. So lately, I've been trying to escape the heat. Couple weeks we've been going camping up to Forest Lakes, which is just north off the 260, northern Arizona, like up by the rim, kind of. And
you went up with your girl and some friends, right?
Yep. Yeah, there's four of us, her best friend and her fiance. They've got some land up there. So we went up just to, you know, it literally was about 80 degrees for the high temperature versus like 105, 110 down here in the valley. It rained both days in the afternoon while we were up there, which was awesome.
That's cool.
The shitty part was on the drive up. So if you guys don't know, Arizona has had a lot of wildfires in the last few months. And on the 87 north on the way up there, which is the main road to go up, the wooden beams that hold up the guardrail on the right edge of the lane to prevent you from dropping off a cliff was actually burned down by these fires. So unfortunately, it was only one lane going up. And I guess it's hunting season here in Arizona. So everyone and their brothers driving up north on Friday. I thought we were going to be able to kind of beat traffic and get up there early. Not the case at all. We're mobbing up through kind of the twisty section as you get out of the valley on the 87. And then, boom, all of a sudden, it's gridlock traffic like a high school parking lot at 3:30 when the bell rings. I mean, I had to almost lock up the brakes. Literally thought someone was going to rear-end us from the traffic behind. It was kind of crazy. what was like maybe a 2:15, 2.5 hour drive turned into almost four. It was kind of ridiculous.
People are trying to escape the heat right now. I mean, we're getting cooler, but people are, you know, any chance to get out of the valley, go up north, you know, and you climb up quite a bit. I don't know what the altitude is up there, but like it's like 8,000 significantly feet. Different.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to get out for the weekend. And same thing goes for Sunday when you're trying to all come back. Everyone's got to go to work on Monday.
Dude.
The traffic's probably terrible.
Ridiculous. So the main area is going through Payson is like kind of the main local town that's close to there.
Yeah.
Which is like a huge intersection, we'll say, for the, you know, B-line or the 87 coming back down. It took us 2 hours to get from Forest Lakes to Payson, which normally should be, it's like 30, 40 miles.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Super frustrating.
Yeah.
You get everybody that's got like a fifth wheel or pulling a camper or pulling a side-by-side.
All the Razors, side-by-sides.
Everyone wants to get home. They've had a long weekend. You know,
they're mostly hungover. Yeah,
exactly. They all think they're, you know, a NASCAR driver, and it just becomes a dangerous situation. But
yeah.
Well, that's cool. That's nice you got out a little bit.
So it was awesome. I loved it. It's actually got me the camping itch, which we can get into later on.
Let's go ahead and talk about that because this is a pretty interesting topic.
Okay. So after being up there and wanting to go back, it's so enjoyable to kind of literally unplug. We left the phone in the car for 2 days. It was great. You're out there in nature, breathing fresh air away from the hustle and bustle of kind of city life. It got me just asking myself some questions up here, you know? Like,
let me just say, you got redneck fever, didn't you?
Kind of. So one of the main things, I'm contemplating this. Pat's trying to talk me out of it, but my initial thing was like, hey, I might be able to sell or trade the Subaru for an Overland Lexus GX470. We'll kind of leave it at that, and I got to keep it JDM, so I'm not going to get a Jeep. I'm not going to get a truck or
a pickup. I
don't know
if you can call that JDM when you start going into a Lexus GX470 like a soccer mom. It is a great overland vehicle.
Yeah.
I fully support it. I think if you sold the Subaru for it, I think you would start hating yourself like after the honeymoon phase of like, hey, look, I got a new car. No one knows the honeymoon phase better than me.
Yeah, that's true.
Buy a car, it's true. Like, great, this is the greatest thing. 3 weeks later, I'm like, ah, shit, what did I do? If you can find a way to, because you have your daily, which is a Kia, then you have the Subaru, get rid of the Kia.
Yeah, try to trade in the Optima.
Get the GX470, and then you can build that into like an overland kind of thing that you want to do, which is great. I love that too, but I think if you sold your Subaru for that and did that, Oh, I think it would just take, it would take one, you know, sports car to drive flying by, or one car show, or one Instagram post for you just to go like, damn it, what did I do?
Right.
So I'm not going to let you do that.
Yeah. And I'm really upside down in that car. There's no way I'm getting
in the Subi.
Yeah.
Just drive it.
There's no way I'm getting just my enjoy money it. Back out of that. But I don't know. It got the itch going. It got me, you know, kind of Googling and searching through Instagram, and there's a huge overland community for those vehicles, and they're bulletproof. They last and run forever. The four-wheel drive platform is amazing, and I don't know.
Start getting your Yeti cooler and your Patagonia clothes.
Yeah,
of course. Oh. Of course. No, I
got
get
camping
it.
Fever. I don't
you
know.
You got redneck fever.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's fun. Don't get me wrong. I mean, my wife and I went camping, but we took the SQ5. That's all we had, to a place called Ashhearth Lake, which in order to get there, you got to go 4 miles down a dirt road. And it's not really, I mean, it's not rock climbing. It's nothing crazy. But keep in mind, the SQ5 is on 21s, and it's
with
got
like super sport Michelins.
Super sport, yeah. And like, ended up being 16 miles off road. And I'm just so surprised we didn't blow out any part of the suspension or like pinch a tire.
Right.
I mean, it worked, but nonetheless, like I get it. It's a lot of fun, but don't sell the Subaru for it.
Yeah. And I think also just with the, we'll call it 2020. I don't even know what to label this as anymore, but the 2020 craziness, I think it's a common theme that everyone's like, get out of the valley, go to the woods, get out in nature, you know?
Yeah. My wife and I just did that. We went on a Sunday, we took the long route into Sedona. The quickest way to Sedona is, I mean, like what, an hour and 20 minutes or something like
that?
Yeah,
an hour and a half.
Minutes.
Yeah.
So so
you took the Cayman up north
took
in
the
twisties.
Cayman up north. Took the twisties. Okay, it took us 4 hours to get up there. We went the long route and went through what's called Yarnell Hill, and then some really twisty sections into Prescott, and then Prescott to Jerome, and then Jerome into Sedona.
What he's referring to is the 89A going north.
89A. Yeah.
For those that don't know. I mean, amazing. I think the best road in Arizona.
Yeah, it's super fun road, super twisty. You gotta be careful because everyone out there is going up there for that reason, typically to haul ass to the twisties, and you just gotta be careful. So a lot of blind turns and things like that. But I was surprised of how good that Cayman was. It was so much fun to drive. Even my wife, who like, you know, enjoys cars but nothing like that, was having a blast. So I drove the first twisty section, and then she's like, "Let me have a crack at it." So we switched seats, and off she went, and she was having a blast. So it was really fun. So we went up to Sedona, had lunch. Interesting story on the way back. We decided to go back just down the 17. It's about three, four o'clock in the afternoon. We just want to get home. Ooh. So we take the 17 down, and there really wasn't much traffic. We stop halfway from Sedona to Phoenix. There's a little place called Clarkdale, I think, where there's like a pull off where you have like a Starbucks. We grab Starbucks, and there's like gas stations, McDonald's, whatever it is. And so when we pull off, we notice that, you know, it's getting pretty cloudy. You know, a monsoon's kind of brewing right next to us. So we get our coffee. We pull back over the overpass to then get onto the 17 to head back down south to go home. And looking down south, you can see this wall of water. And it was, you know, for those that don't know what Arizona monsoons are, I mean, they're just crazy condensed storms that are very small but super
like a microburst type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, just a ton of water real quick.
Yeah.
So you can see this, literally a visual representation of what's wet and what isn't by this rain line. And it's coming from like left to right. Like you can see the rain coming at an angle, and it was probably about a couple miles ahead of us. But the direction that we're going. So in hindsight, I probably should have not gone. We should have just hung out under the underpass and, or the gas station and just chilled there for a little bit. But I'm thinking, okay, so it's moving left to right. I can see it visually moving. Like it's going, it'll cross over the freeway and then off it goes. And then we're good. Well, what I didn't know is that it was actually sucking back into the storm, that rainwater. So we start driving, and it starts pouring. Like,
oh, geez.
Unbelievable amount of water. And this is the part where it starts to climb back up the hill, then you come back down into the valley. And it was raining so hard, everyone on the 17 came to a complete stop. Like, not pulled over on the side of the road, on the two-lane highway, complete dead stop.
Oh, geez.
Like, hazards on. There was so much water that I could barely see the car in front of me's like hazards blinking.
Wow.
So I'm thinking like, I'm about to get blasted in the back of like, I keep in mind, I just bought the Cayman like a week ago. This is like, it's like my baby, right?
Yeah.
So, and then all of a sudden starts hailing, and I'm like having a complete panic attack. Because and if you've ever been in a car when it's hailing, it sounds a lot worse than it really is.
Sounds like you're getting shot with a BB
exactly.
gun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, so I look over to the like outside the window to the left, and the freeway is completely flooded. And I see all the hail, but it's super small. It's like the size of peas, like
okay.
super tiny, but a ton of it. So I'm sitting here thinking in my mind, I'm like, dude, you know, my car looks like a thing of Swiss cheese total. Right now.
Yeah.
Like it's just got little dents everywhere. I was so pissed off. My wife was laughing because I'm about to like get out of the car and like lay on it
right.
to just, you know, take all these hail, the hail damage. So long story short, like nothing happened. It was... I'm just glad the hail didn't get any bigger. Then it would have been a different situation. But the temperature in my car, keep in mind, Arizona, you know, Sedona was like 107 degrees. Mm-hmm. About 107 driving down. In that storm, it was 63 degrees in my car.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like, we're touching the glass inside the window. It was,
it's
like,
cold.
I'm like, my wife's like, oh, it's not hail, honey. Like, you're freaking out. It's just rain. And then,
hard
like,
rain,
we yeah. look to the left, like, down on the ground, and it's sure as shit hail. And yeah. the temp says 63, which was crazy. So it kind of starts to where visibility becomes drivable again. We start driving up the mountain, still raining. We're probably going 8, 10, 12 miles an hour in a 75 wow. mile an hour zone.
Yeah.
We kind of get through all that. And then, you know, the storm passes. And within a matter of like a mile and a half, it's right back up to 107 degrees.
Wow.
My car went from like soaking wet to dry
yeah.
in a matter of just minutes.
Wow.
So, and of course, I pulled over at the next like, rest stop or gas station.
Check
and like,
everything out.
I'm like looking at every angle, getting the light, my cell phone out, looking for any marks on the car. Everything's yeah. fine. But, you know, nonetheless, it was quite the experience.
Yeah, no
it,
kidding.
It came out of nowhere. Like it was just, it was like clear skies. There was clouds up in Sedona or Flagstaff, which is north of where we were.
Yeah.
So we're not going that way. I wasn't too concerned about it. This thing just popped up out of nowhere and just pissed all over us.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Jeez.
But on the Cayman note, got an exhaust on order, so I'm super excited about that. Actually ordered an exhaust, had it shipped in, had my good friends over at Lusso Motorsports here in Phoenix try to install it. It just didn't fit near as well as it should when you're spending the kind of money for the I call it the Porsche tax on anything is just a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
It just didn't fit. Like I was kind of disappointed at the fitment. Like it didn't line up with the OEM mounting brackets, and it just wasn't
okay.
You know, one piece wasn't bent right, it looked like. So long story short, I boxed that up, sent it back, and ended up ordering a Fab Speed exhaust, which I'm super excited about. It's their Super Cup race exhaust. So
okay.
It's gonna scream. It's gonna be loud. So, you know, I figured, hey, if you're gonna spend the money to buy an exhaust, you don't want it to be like a little bit louder. So I'm excited for that thing to come in.
Of all people, I figure you would have learned this lesson, especially in motorsports or cars. Buy it right or buy it twice. What happened here?
Yeah. I tried to go a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
Know, not like, and I'm not talking like eBay. Trust me, it's still not
right,
cheap. But,
right.
I won't name the company. But nonetheless, I mean, it's just, I'm sure they make great products. Just maybe the
fitment wasn't there.
The, you know, when they're making these pipes, it maybe moved a little, whatever it is, just fitment wasn't there. So, I mean, we could have cut it to make it work and weld it, but I'm like, if I'm spending that much money on an exhaust, I'm not going to go cut it and fab it up.
Yeah.
You know, so I just said, you know what, let's just get a Fab Speed exhaust ordered, which is even more money. And so it takes about 2.5 to 3 weeks for them to fab that exhaust and then ship out. So we'll do a video on that when that comes in and kind of do a before and after. I think that thing's going to like scream.
Yeah.
Like it's going to sound like a race car.
Good thing, I guess, you drove up 89A backside of Jerome into Sedona with it kind of bone stock, just
fully
as
stock.
You bought it.
Fully stock, except for a better set of tires on the car that the previous owner did.
Yeah, you got Sport Cup 2s?
Sport Cup 2s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So super sticky. Not something you'd want to be going through twisties in the rain with. So
No.
Thank God you got back safe and sound.
I'm like, I can just see my Cayman floating down this hill.
Right.
You know, with all this running water, but... Yeah, so I'm excited for that. That's going to be...
So then rip it up there with the tunes bumping behind you, and we're not talking about subwoofers.
I think it's going to be super loud.
That's going to be great.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. So on with the other car. I think he still has... Yeah, which one? Great question. So I think
I'm not
he's
trying
still,
to be arrogant, I swear.
I think he still has all three garage spots full.
You talking about the B5?
The B5 still sitting there.
I still have it. It's nothing but pure laziness of not posting the car yet.
Is there some like heartstrings, some emotional attachment pulling you?
Maybe
there?
I don't know. Maybe partly because I've been busy at work, and it's just
that's true.
You know, and a new toy in the Cayman, so I'm kind of focused on that. But
yeah,
you know, I do walk out to go to work every morning and look in the B5, and I come home and see it every day. So it's, I think partly it's just I need to just go through the motions, get the car posted, get it ready for bring a trailer, all that stuff, and get a couple little things fixed. Yeah. I've tried driving it a little bit, but just in this heat, it's just not something that I want to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, it has great AC, which your Subaru doesn't have AC yet, does it?
No.
You need to do that.
No. Well, I mean, we're pretty much coming up into fall, hopefully, if we ever do get fall in Arizona.
By next summer.
Yeah.
But the B5 battery was completely dead. Like yesterday, I went to go drive it to work. I get in. I mean, nothing. No, no lights, nothing. Completely shot.
Jeez.
So I jump it this morning and drive it down to Luso and put a new battery in it. And, you know, driving it back, it's just such a fun car to drive.
Oh, yeah.
So I need to take my emotion out of it and start posting it for sale. So if anyone wants a cool B5 S4, put something in the comments.
It's beyond cool. This is like immaculate, mint condition. Probably the best 2000 B5 S4. As far as condition-wise,
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, it's in phenomenal shape, but there's a lot of nice B5s out there because most people that own those cars are enthusiasts.
Very meticulous, yeah.
You know, it's kind of their thing. So it's a very good example of, you know, the early 2000s Euro powerhouse, I guess, or whatever you want to call it.
So do you want to talk a little bit about what's been keeping you so busy? New position?
Yeah, work's been busy. I mean, just from a sales perspective, we've been really busy. You would think that COVID would hinder car sales, but in reality it's actually kind of gone the other way, and that's not just in our world and the exotic business, but that's every car dealership. So you know, there's some times where it's a little bit busier, a little bit less, but overall over the last 5 months, you know, I would say the last 5 months have been, from a used car perspective, the busiest used car selling season in the last decade.
Wow.
So it's crazy. So you know, cars, the big thing is dealers are struggling to get inventory usually.
Sure.
So when they go to auction to buy cars, whatever it is, you know, prices now are closer to retail than they are, you know, the MMR used car price or whatever it is, or wholesale pricing. So it's just a crazy time. So business has been good. Work's been really good. I'm trying to get acclimated to everything, and you know, just different products, different things to learn. And it's a fun process to do it. So that's what's been keeping my time, as I've just been putting my head down and focus on that.
Which is totally understandable. And results are proving themselves. You're killing it over there.
Doing
really well in sales. So
trying to.
So keep up the good work, man.
Yeah. So you're quite the gun connoisseur now, aren't you?
Yeah. You say I've got this redneck itch. I don't know if I have a little too much sun back there this summer or what, but
I just want to see your bald eagle tramp stamp on your lower back.
America.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I've just been getting really into exercising the trigger finger. And lately, I guess the Subaru has been parked. It's been hot as hell here in Arizona. So I guess I've allocated my funds towards a new hobby, which has been guns. Got a concealed weapons permit 2 weeks ago. With my Glock, 9mm handgun, bought a AR-15 last week and have been using that at the range and shooting that. It's really fun.
There you go.
Gets the adrenaline pumping a little bit in a different way.
For sure.
And yeah, pray to God we don't need it, but rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it, right?
No, that's true. That's true.
So that's been my hobby of late. We still don't really have, like, Pavilions isn't back up and running. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
But there's no like big banger car show that we can go to. It's super hot.
We're getting into the season though. We're at the tail end of summer. We're moving into the sweet spot of Arizona, which is the next 6 months.
Hopefully.
So
still it's still like 100+, but boost season is on the way, and then I might scratch off that Lexus and keep the Subi till I die.
Yeah.
You can bury me in that.
You need to keep that Subi. I won't let you sell it.
So
On a side note, so Maserati just released a new mid-engine sports car today, and it's something that's kind of been in the works for a little bit, was revealed today. It's called the Maserati MC20, so they haven't had a mid-engine sport car in, I think it's just over 15 years.
Wow.
So Maserati's been doing their sedans and their kind of larger estate vehicles, SUVs, and, you know, their little coupes and convertibles, but so this just got released. I don't know too much about it outside the fact that it's, you know, it looks pretty cool. It's got butterfly doors, kind of like McLaren. It's got a mix of between kind of a 458 look and an Alfa Romeo 4C and maybe a little bit of like McLaren GT rear end. So it's got a mix of a lot of stuff. I'll post a picture on the screen here, but I think it's going to be a good car. Its price point, I think, is going to kind of be in the 200 to 250 range. So a little bit less, maybe closer to 250 or a little higher based on options.
There's some heavy hitters in that bracket, though.
Yep. There'll be two motor configurations. So the first one that's released is a twin turbo six cylinder. I think it's got about 630 brake horsepower. So it's going to be a monster. That's pushing a lot of horsepower out of a six cylinder.
Absolutely.
And then they're going to do a electric hybrid variant of it too in the near future.
Oh, wow.
I don't know the information too much on that. I would imagine each wheel is going to have its own power as far as electric, you know, power goes and things like that. But, you know, it looks pretty cool. It's different. And I think I'm interested to see how it kind of places itself in the marketplace.
Yeah.
But
nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure some Maserati guys would be just chomping at the bit to get that. It's kind of its first of its kind or, you know, rebranding in the bring back of the rear engine. So
I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely.
But guys, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you guys watching. You know, this is it was kind of a mix of just a random mix of the last 2 weeks of what we've been doing. And, you know, we're trying to get back on the swing of things here, but we're having a lot of fun doing this. Appreciate you guys watching. If you guys like the content, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and like and comment and share with your friends. And if you want to listen on our podcast, we're available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Anchor. We're all over the place. But yeah, so we're just having some fun and kind of getting back in the swing of things. So.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delay.
We got to get in here more often.
Yes, we do.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching, guys. See you.